This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. First this hour to California, a state mired in financial trouble. State lawmakers are scrambling today to come up with a plan to pull the budget out of a $21 billion hole. Yesterday, voters in California resoundingly rejected a series of measures to patch up that hole. John Myers of member station KQED has our story.
It's probably not too much of a stretch to use an earthquake metaphor. After all, this is California. Tuesday's rejection of budget balancing measures might have been a strong foreshock in advance of the long-awaited financial big one. California out of money and out of consensus on how to provide services to its 38 million residents.
We have to act very, very quickly. We cannot have a long, protracted fight over the budget this year.
Democrat Karen Bass is the Speaker of the California Assembly. She says the rejection of five measures on everything from more taxes to borrowing has left the state facing two problems, a $21 billion deficit through July 2010 and a short-term cash crisis. A shortage of cash typically means more borrowing from Wall Street, but even that may not be easy this time around, and Assembly Speaker Bass says that California needs help from Washington.
Typically, commercial banks guarantee our borrowing that we do, but because of the economic crisis, they can't do that, and so we need to have the federal loan guarantees.
So far, federal officials have not said whether they are willing to back the debt of the state with the worst credit rating in America. And inside the already balkanized California legislature, there's not much of a sense that yesterday's election results made any politician change their mind. In fact, Republicans seem emboldened. Dennis Hollingsworth is the GOP leader in the California Senate.
The main thing is we've got to get spending in line with the revenues that we have. That's the message the voters said. They don't want any more taxing. They don't want any more borrowing.
But then what gets cut? Democrat Daryl Steinberg, the leader of the California State Senate, says everything is on the table to a point.
We will do everything that we can to stand up for kids, to stand up for the elderly, to stand up to the people in society who are most vulnerable.
But those programs represent the bulk of California's state budget. And that leads to a larger question. Do voters have the stomach for such a large reduction of services in such a small amount of time? For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.